You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That's Acting Out by KMTP. Morena KMTP, aka Kiria. How are you today?
I'm very, very good. How are you doing?
Good, good. It's nice to talk to you. What's been going on? What have you been cooking up?
I've been cooking up a lot of stuff, actually. I've had like both a very busy and a very slow musical start to the year. It feels very strange because I guess I would have expected to have played a fair few amount of live gigs, in the time that I've, you know, played my last one up until now, which has been a significant time gap. So
yeah.
I've been writing a lot of songs. I've been recording a lot of songs.
Oh, that's exciting.
I was in the process of, starting recording before the August lockdown last year, and then that, you know, was completely scrapped. I got back into it at the start of this year, and some exciting stuff is on the way. Wink, wink.
Ooh, that's what we like to hear. It's been a wee while since we've had new music from KMTP, but I've still been really loving listening to the old stuff because it's very comforting and joyful, and, you know, it's kind of in the title. It's about your friends, it's about your community, it's about those big feelings that everybody goes through. Is that what we can expect from the new music as well, or where's the direction of this new stuff going?
I think a lot of the newer songs that I'm writing are similar in a sense, but I'm kind of experimenting with more of the live sound that we try to achieve playing gigs with my full band. It's a bit more ruckus. Like a lot of the newer songs that we perform live are on this new bunch of newly recorded songs. So you can expect a bit more ruckus.
Ooh.
a bit more grit, and then I guess a bit more of the kind of classic KMTP. I don't know if I should say classic. I don't think I'm like
classic. I think you can say classic.
I guess the OG KMTP sound of that kind of more lo-fi, but chill acoustic-y stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a good variety, I think, but definitely a lot more upbeat and, you know, kind of driving tracks. I'm excited, and they've come out very, very nice. I'm very excited.
That is awesome. Where have you been recording? Has it been a home recording process? Have you been popping into a studio? What's been that set up for you?
So I've been really lucky to have been working with Peter Riddell for the recording and some producing of these songs. We actually started out in their space. They have got like a cool home setup. So we started up there, and then we're luckily enough to move into Jonathan Pierce's studio to finish the bulk. Actually, majority of the album was finished there.
That's exciting.
And yeah, and it was great because the Beths were away on tour, and I was able to sneak in and have some fun in Jonathan's incredible space that he has built. So it was great, and we kind of smashed it all out in about a week. It was insane, and I don't know if I would do it again, but it was fun. It was great.
You definitely kind of get when you're working so hard on a project like that, you can just really slip into a groove that when you come out of it, you're like, was I possessed? What was going on there? I was just absolutely in a different headspace, different world for a wee while. Is that how making music tends to feel for you, or is that more something that happens in that process of just trying to get things on tracks and get it kind of recorded and ready?
I think I try and put myself in a different kind of space when I'm writing, because I typically write at home, and it's a different world because I can kind of have my surroundings around me, and you know, I can kind of look outside and think about stuff and kind of contemplate. But I guess in the recording process, it's weird because most studios, you're typically in like in a boxed room where there's no windows, and you kind of lose track of time, and you kind of, you know, you go into it with all of these other, you know, ideas and all this thinking that I've been doing, and kind of take it into the space with all of these tools and toys and musical, you know, things that you can use to make whatever you want. So it's weird. Like it's a weird thing.
It's quite hard to think about that process, actually. I always feel a bit mean when I ask that question, because I'm really interested, but I know it's kind of one of those things that when you're doing it, you just sort of do it, and then thinking about it's quite a weird, it's like trying to think about how you ride a bike or something. You're like, actually, how does that work? And then you kind of trip over it a bit. But it seems to be when you're writing, Keria, you do that kind of on your own, and then, as you say, you bring it to your band, and what happens in a live context is maybe quite different from the writing and the recording process. Were you recording with the whole band this time, or was it just you kind of doing a bit of everything? What was that like?
I really wanted to incorporate more of the live band into this album. It was something that I really wanted to do, and at least have my awesome bandmates come in and contribute in some way to the writing of songs. Like, as I said before, we've performed some of these songs as a live band, and actually those songs kind of started in a live environment in the practice space. We kind of formed the song together. So a lot of the parts that I used for the recordings were, you know, written by my bandmates. So I really wanted them to come in and, you know, perform those, because I wanted to have a nice like feature, and it would have been great. But, you know, COVID got in the way. So
the COVID. Yeah.
But I was really fortunate to have my drummer, Cam, who also plays trumpet. Sneak peek, there is some trumpet on the album.
I was going to say, is that a little nod to what we might be hearing? That's great.
Yes. So that was, I was really fortunate to have Cam come in, because they are an incredible drummer and also an incredible trumpet player.
So good.
So yeah, it was cool. But I think going forward, incorporating the live band more in recordings is definitely the goal, because I think it adds so much in such a weird kind of subconscious type way that I love. So yeah,
for sure. Well, I'm super excited to hear this new music. Have you got any tentative sort of timelines for it yet, or is it still a little bit secret squirrel?
I think don't expect anything anytime soon, but
good things take time.
Hopefully sometime this year we will be, we'll be chucking tracks out into the world and
fantastic,
and getting stuff happening. But a bit more to do, very early days. But it feels like it's almost out, which is weird to me. Like, it feels should be sharing my songs to everyone and just sending it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, I gotta
finish off the bits.
Yeah, you gotta do it the proper way. Gotta, you know.
You are, as you're saying, it's kind of been a weird couple of years, but it's been a strange start to the year for everybody musically. There's not been a lot of gig going or gig playing, but you're flexing some musical muscles tomorrow night in a lovely solo performance at East Street Hall, and Louisa Nicklin's also going to be playing. Tell us a little bit about what we might expect from that if we were to head along.
Well, if there were any time that you wanted a sneak peek of new songs, tomorrow night would be it, because I'm going to be playing a lot of new stuff. I hardly ever really play solo, so when I have the opportunity to do it, I really want to, you know, share new stuff, and obviously it's another, I guess, a different take of the recorded songs as the live performance with my full band, where it's like a little stripped back and it's just me and a guitar. So it's quite weird for me, but also kind of nice. I'm going to be trying out some new stuff. I'm going to be really rusty, but it's going to be fun because I haven't played a show in ages.
They're kind of the best shows, I reckon, when everything's a little bit loose, a little bit kind of, this is the first time back for after a wee while. There's a different type of excitement to a thing like that. And East Street's a nice venue for it. Nice and chill. You can eat a little lovely tapas there. You can have some fancy hummus. You can have a nice cocktail, and you can watch some very good music. And of course, Louisa Nicklin as well, another fantastic artist who'll be playing solo. It'll be a special wee show to head along to. Kedia, thank you so much for chatting with us. I'm excited to hear new KMTP, but I think we should end on an absolute classic with I Love My Friends. Have a fantastic rest of your morning, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me. Cheers. We'll be right back.
was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.